This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Agat Avach, thank you for joining. I'm sorry, I'm not going to be available tomorrow morning, so figured better earlier than later. So, the blot of this week was Daf Yud Ches. Yechesam and Beis begins the section of Masechta Ksubos, which is known as Shtarais, which is a world unto itself. Rav David Kohen, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron, I believe he has a sefer just on Shtarais. The concept of Shtar is, in Halacha, a Miktsaya unto itself. So for all you attorneys out there, you would understand how documents have different guidelines than other kinds of testimony. Today we're going to focus on the Gemara's Kasha on Yud Ches Amud Beis, where Rava asked on Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama interpreted the Seifa that said that the Eidim are not believed to qualify their testimony. That's only when they say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Maman, but if they say Anusim Hayinu Machmas Nefashos, they would be believed, to which Rava asks, why would you believe Kol Kamine? You should not be believed. Why? Because there's a principle, Kivan Shehigid Shuvei Nechazer Magid, that once they set testimony, they can't qualify or say any further testimony. Now, what exactly is this principle of Kivan Shehigid Shuvei Nechazer Magid? The Gemara even asks, they didn't say testimony, they wrote testimony. To which the Gemara quotes Reish Lakish, that Edim signed on a shtar is considered as if their testimony has been fully inspected and investigated in Bezdin. It has a din of Haggadah. So there seems to be a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim regarding why Edim, once they testify, cannot testify again. And it comes out that there are two important nafkaminos between these two ways of understanding the principle of Kivan Shehigid, Shuvei Nechazer Umagid. The first is Rashi. That's what we're probably all familiar with. Rashi says, if you look on the screen, Kivan Shehigid, Shuvei Nechazer Umagid, Degave Eidos, Chada Haggadah Ksiva. By Eidos, it says one speaking. It says, Im Loi Yagid. If he did not speak. Which implies v'hachanami kivan dechasim b'shtara, since he signed on the shtar, haynu hagada detu, that is their speaking. V'heichi mehem nesu l'meyakar, how could we believe them again to uproot, ha'el uksav yada n'yotim makam acher. Then Rashi says, Bishlama the Resha, Kishe Ink, Sav Yodan Yotzim Makam Acher, look carefully. In the Resha, again, this is in Rava's Kasha. In the Resha, I understand why they could be believed, where their handwriting, it does not come out from somewhere else where we don't have a source of authenticating it. Valayu Samchin, we're relying on them. Rashi says, Kula Chada Haggadahi. It's all one speaking. Listen carefully, because this is a diak of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rashi doesn't say, Bishlama in the Resha, where we're reliant on them, we could believe them, because Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter. Rashi does not say that the reason we could believe them is because of Migu. Rashi says in the Resha, it's all one testimony. In that very speaking, within one breath, without interruption, Ka'amri, they say, yes, it's our signature, but we were coerced. But here, we're not relying on them. I'm going to focus on the second part of Rashi later. But the first part of Rashi is that the source of Kivan Shehigad comes from a pasuk in Vayikra. Hey, namely, Im lo yagid, you have one chance to testify. You have one chance to testify. In other words, it seems like there's a certain limitation in the power of Edim. The Torah gave, according to Rashi, witnesses the ability to speak once. They can't speak again. They can't retract it. Edim are empowered one time. Edim are given one shot. Shot two, they don't have another shot. Either you hit the first free throw, or we don't give you another chance. Meaning, it's not that the first testimony is so powerful it can't be uprooted. Rashi seems to be saying, Edim are empowered once. Because you could ask a question, you know, why halachically is testimony the greatest evidence? You know, we don't rely in most halachic situations on circumstantial evidence as compelling as it might be. We rely on two witnesses. Yeah, maybe they're lying, maybe they're faker. But the answer is it's a gzeres hakasav that the Torah trusts witnesses. But this empowerment of the witnesses is only one time. They're not given another chance. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. That's what we would have assumed. The Ritva, let's look at, you'll help me out. Again, this is, I saw this all very quickly, so help me out over here. The Ritva brings another source for Kibon Shehiget Shuvei Nechazor Umagin. Says the Ritva, the Ritva is Rabbeinu Yomtov Di Ashvili from Seville, Spain. He says, Aval Hanochain, Denaf Galon Hai Perusha Dolo Yagid. We learn this explanation of Alpi, a different pasuk. There's not the pasuk that Rashi cites, Imla Yagid. Rashi cites the pasuk, Imla Yagid. The Ritva ignores that pasuk. The Ritva says, it says, Alpi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar. Alma, Alma Shehidu Bevezin, Miskayim Hadin, Lizchus Eilachayva La'altar. The Torah says, based on two witnesses, the matter will be affirmed. So whatever they say, whether to acquit or to find guilty, it is established immediately. If Edim could always retract and qualify, how will their words ever be upheld? We can't uphold words that could always be retracted. That is, we say, where the Gemara asks, maybe only orally, maybe it's only orally, to which the Gemara says, even if it's in writing. In other words, according to Rashi, the side of Kivan Shehigit is, the Edim were never empowered to say second testimony. Edim are only empowered to say one testimony. But the Ritva learns the din of Kivan Shehigit is that not the Edim are not empowered to speak again. It's the first testimony is upheld to such a standard that it can't be contradicted. Meaning Rashi learns the second testimony is never given to be credible. The Ritva learns there's a koyach of the first testimony. Maybe at first it seems to be semantics, but there is a Rabbi Kiveger over here that perhaps will show us somewhat of a difference between the nuance of Rashi learning it from Kivan Shehigid, of Imla Yagid, and the Ritva learning it from Alpishnaim Edim Yakum Davar. So the first thing is, this is spelled out in a sefer called Ha'arais V'Tziyunim. Let's see if we could figure this out. He says, the Talay b'ma sheyesh lehistapik b'gedar adin shal ein chayzer magid. You could delve into the din that you can't speak testimony again. Im nemer b'zeh she'ein amonas shal edus b'hagadah hashniyah. Is it that there is no credibility in second testimony? Oy shezeh din shehagadas edus alima v'loy nitenes lebitoy de edus acheres. Or is it the first testimony is strong and it cannot be nullified? Is it that I guess the way he's saying it, is it that the second testimony is weak? Or is it that the first testimony is strong? Is it that the second testimony was never given credibility? Or is it that the first is upheld to such a standard that it can't be undermined? He says, Vim zad din she'ina manus b'hagadah shniya. If there's a din that there's no credibility in the second testimony, zed din rak be'idus. This is only din in testimony. Aval ein siba shlo yoyo migu. What if there is a migu in the second words that they're saying? If it's a matter that there's no credibility of testimony in their second statement, that's a chesaron in edus, but maybe a migu would work. If it's just that you cannot uproot the first testimony, so if you can't uproot it, certainly ayidei migu. Meaning, according to Rashi, the din is the Torah gave edim kayach only to speak one edus and not more, and therefore, if there would be some other way for them to qualify what they said, that might be, you could entertain that. But according to the Ritva, it's a din in the kayach of the Eidos. The first Eidos is so great that it cannot be undermined, then irrespective of the kayach that the second Eidim are coming with, there would be no way to uproot the second testimony. Let's see if we could point out a nafgamina. Let's come to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, you'll help me out over here. Rabbi Akiva Eiger maintains that Kivon Shehigud Shuvein Achozer Magid is a din in Eidos. That when the Eidim want to be believed through Eidos, they can't be believed to testify again. But what about a situation where they want to qualify what they're saying with Amigo? So then there would be no issue of Kivan Shehiged Shuv Eino Chayzer Omagid. And they should be able to retract. However, he brings from his son, Reb Shloime Eiger, that even if the Edom want to be believed through Migu, nevertheless they can't retract because it would still be a problem of Kivan Shehiged Shuv Eino Chayzer Omagid. Now, Rashi says in our sugya, that the reason why Edom could retract in the Reisha, Kishein Ksav Yadam Yotzim Makam Acher, I in the Reisha, why don't we say, Kivan Shehigud Shuvenu Chazar Magid? Right? Rashi is bothered by that Kasha. If there's a problem of Kivan Shehigud in the Seifa, when it's Ksav Yadam Makam Yimakam Acher, why don't we say, there's an issue of Kivan Shehigud Shuvenu Chazar Magid in the Reisha? Who remembers what Rashi said? Rashi says, Kula chada hagadahi. Why didn't Rashi say better? Why didn't Rashi say, even if it's another Haggadah, but now they don't want to be believed through Eidos, they want to be believed through Migu. And when, if the whole din of Kivan Shehigud Shuvein Achayzer Omagid is that if the din is of Kivan Shehigud Shuvein Achayzer Omagid, if it's as Rashi was saying, that it's a lack of credibility in the second words, in other words, we never empowered Edim to make a second statement, right? If the reason for Kivan Shehigud Shuvein Achayzer Omagid is we never empowered Edim to make a second statement, then why didn't Rashi just say that in the Reisha, the reason why they're believed is because you have a migu. And when you have a migu, they're believed through migu, and we don't need them to be believed al yidei edos. That implies, even if they have a migu, they can't be chayzer. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds that kivan shehigud would be a chesaron even by migu. Let's read this inside. He says, Amar okay. Let's see if we can see this. Amar Avram ben Hamachaber. Mitchilas Divrei Abba Mari Ma'ar HaGoyla Bezeh. From the beginning words of my father, Nira Debshitale, the Din Kivan Shehigad, Hurak She'inoy Neman Alzeh Shechoyzer Umagid Mitamedos. The din of Kivan Shehigid, L'chaira, would only be an issue if they're trying to be believed mitamedos. Ava mikomakam kishayesh loimigu neman. Va'achi harav shloimun neira yair b'chidushav al shachanarchash mizukaz of hepach mizah. That's the question. The question is, in a situation where the Edim are not coming to be believed through their capacity of Edim, but they want to be believed through Migu. Rabbi Kiva Eger argues that they should be believed. That seems to be taking the tzad that the reason why Kivan Shehigid Shavein Echazer Magid is that we don't empower Edim with a second testimony. So Rabbi Kiva Eger argues that what if they're not coming to be believed in their capacity of Edim, but they're coming through their capacity of regular citizens with a Migu. So it seems like Rabbi Kiva Eger is arguing they should be believed. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger is going lefi, the way we understood Rashi, that Kivan Shehigid is a chesaron in the second words of the Edim, but if they're not coming in their capacity of Edim, they're coming through a different kayach, let's say Migu, they perhaps would be believed. And, one second, what did I do here? Not sure why that happened. Is it blue in your screen? Try something. Rav Shlomo Eger seems to hold that even if they're coming through Migu, it would still Rav Shlomo Eger says, it would still be a problem of Kivan Shehigid Shoveinu Chayzer Omagid. So we mentioned that Rashi holds that in the Reisha, the reason why you're believed is Kula Chada Hagadahi. Why did Rashi have to say Kula Chada Hagadahi? Why couldn't Rashi say that the reason why you're believed in the Reisha is because you have a Migu? You have a very important question. Let's go back and read Rashi carefully. Rashi says that in the Reisha, the reason why you're believed in Ein Ksav Yodan Yoytzi Makam Acher says Kula Chada Hagadahi Dehaba Oisai Dibur B'chdei Sheila Shalom Ka'amri, that it's all one Haggadah, and since it's all one Haggadah, there's no chesaron of Kivan Shehigad Shuvenu Chazor Magid. Why did Rashi have to say that? Why couldn't Rashi just say the reason you're believed in the Reisha is because of Migu? You're not coming to be believed as Edom. You could be believed through Migu. That would seem to support, I believe, Rav Shloimeh Eger over Rabbi Kiva Eger. That Rashi holds that irrespective of how you're coming to be believed, there would be an issue of Kivan Shehigad Shuvena Chayzer Umagid, which is sort of closer to the way we're understanding the Ritva than we're understanding Rashi himself. The Shlomo Eger is medayik v'hulu mashakas of Rashi beferish kushas rava kivan shehigud. Rashi says avol reisha be'ink savi adam yotzmakam acher kula chada. It should say hagadahu. Why didn't Rashi say umidaloi kasav bepashat the reisha loy mitam edus ne'amanim mashem agidim shenas? What Rashi should have said very simply: you're believed not through edus but through migu. Rav Shlomo Eger is medayik from Rashi that Kivan Shehigud would apply not only to something that you're saying through Eidos, but even through any other form of believability. So that would seem to fit better into the way we understood the Ritva, that Kivan Shehigad is not that we never empower the Edom to speak twice. Because if that was the case, then through Migu maybe it should work. Kivan Shehigad is, like the Ritva says, Al Pishnaim Edom Yakum Davar. Namely, there's a certain credibility we give to the first testimony that it cannot be undermined. So then, if it cannot be undermined through Eidos, certainly it cannot be undermined through Amigo. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman basically says that the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Shlomo Eger is really dependent on how you view the chesaron of Kivan Shehiged. Let's see if we can figure this out. Uveikar adavar shachida sharan, the gam beirechad v'yisurim shayech hada inachoyz ramagid tzarech biyar. The Ran wants to say that even by eirechad v'yisurim, we would apply kivan shehiged shavein achoyz ramagid. Let's see what that means. Rabbi Chanan says the lechayra hada inachoyz ramagid. It would seem that the din of Kivan Shehiged Shuvein Echazer Magid, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, the Haggadah Shniya Psula, that the second testimony is Pasul. Vim Kain, Bi Yisurin, the Chala Psula Ne'manim, Beim Bisulei Haggof, Beim Bisulei Haggadah, Ma Bekach, the Haggadah Psula. L'chayra, says Rabbi Chanan, what's the reason why Kivan Shehiged Ein Shavein Echazer Umagid? It's Gzeres HaKosov. The second Haggadah is not a testimony. So then by Yisurim, where Ein Echad is Neman, whether Psulei Haguf or Psulei Haggadah, who cares if it's a Haggadah Psula, but we should be able to use Ein Echad and Yisurim. It's not a lacking. It's not something missing in the second Haggadah. It's the koyach of the first Haggadah. It cannot be nullified because of your retraction. In other words, Rabbi Chanan is basically saying, Artut Stadim and Kivan Shehiged. Is it the strength of the first testimony, or is it the weakness of the second testimony? Says Rabbi Chanan, the nafkamino would be the machloikis Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Shlomo Eger. Says Rabbi Chanan, the nafkamino mishnei apirushim hecha diyesh lei migu, where you have a migu b'shash shechayzer magid. Let's say you have a migu when you're chayzer magid. If it's at the second Haggadah's puzzle, you should be believed mitam migu. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger asks. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, you should be believed through Migo. Avlam Nefarish, Diyav Shalakas Agadosu Rishon, if it's the strength of the first testimony, like the Ritva says, Gam Migo Eino Moel Negen Haggadah Seidos. Like Rabbi Shlomo Eger said. And this would answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a Kasha that granted in what's Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha? Granted, you're not believed me taras eidos, but you should have a migu. So the answer to that kasha would be that the reason why you can't testify again is because of the strength of the first testimony. So if it's because of the strength of the first testimony, then it would not work even when there's a migu. I'm not sure what he means we have an answer to Rabbi Kivager's kasha, because Rabbi Kivager didn't really have a kasha. What's Rabbi Kivager's kasha? Why in the Reisha are you not believed? In the Reisha you are believed. Rashi said it's because it's Kula Chada Haggadah here. Rabbi Kivager, I guess, Rabbi Kivager's kasha is, why did Rashi have to say Kula Haggadahi? Why didn't Rashi say you're believed because of Migu? It sounds, that's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. Rabbi Kivager's kasha is a kasha on Rashi. Why did Rashi say in the Reisha Kula Chada Haggadah? Even if it's not Chada Haggadah, you should be believed through Migu. The answer is no. Kivan Shehigit is a Migu buster. Why? Because Kivan Shehigit is the strength of the first testimony. The only thing is, I would ask on Rebbe Elchanan, that's very nice, but that fits into the Ritva. But we're in the world of Rashi. Rashi learns that the Chesaron of Kivan Shehigit is learnt out from Imla Yagid. You could only testify once. Which sounds like it's a weakness in the second testimony. So Rashi doesn't... What are you going to answer? Akasha on Rashi with the Ritva? Rashi doesn't hold to the Ritva. So you have to say what Rabbi Chana means. Even within Shitas Rashi, it's not that the Edim can't testify a second time because we don't empower the second testimony. It's the Edim can't testify a second time because the Torah sort of upholds and give so much strength to the first testimony that therefore it cannot be undermined. That's how Rabbi Chanan is sort of explaining how you would answer Kivager's kasha on Rashi. Now, even within the world of Rashi, that the source of Imla of Kivan Shehigad is Imla Yagi, that you can only testify once. Why could you only testify once? It's not that we don't empower the second testimony, it's that we especially empower the first testimony. So again, this is one nafgamina between Rashi and the Ritva, whether what happens if the second testimony, the second qualification is through Migu and not through Eidos. One more nafgamina. Let's try to do this quickly. The kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua's kasha is, the Gemara feels that when the Edim say, Anusim hayinu machmas nefashos, they're not believed if ksav yadon yoytze mimakam acher. That's still a problem of kivan shehigit shevein echazer magid. But Pnei Yeshua wants to know, why don't we say the following? We know there's a concept that you could give an amasla to your words. For example, let's say a woman tells a man, oh, I'm a nida. And then an hour later she says, no, I was just joking. I say, really? We don't believe her. Once you say you're nida, you're nida. But what if she gives an excuse? The reason I said I was a nida is because I wasn't feeling well. But now that I'm feeling better, I didn't mean it. So we allow retraction through something called amasla, an excuse. So why can't the Edim say, look, we testified, but I'm telling you an excuse that our lives were on the line, that's why we testified, but now we're qualifying, and we're saying that we were threatened. Why can't you use an amasla, excuse, to qualify their statement? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'yeshli b'zeh makamiyah, d'nehidi afinu mikra de'in chozer magid, dil mahainu heicha shesoysum l'gamre edos rishon b'lai amasla. That's if they are completely soyser their first testimony without an excuse. Aval heicha da'amri anusim ayinu machmas nefashos. But when they say, we were forced because of nefashos, sheish kan amasla, minole do'i mehemnehad, we know that you're not believed. So the Imre Bina says that this kasha, the Pnei Yeshua, is only a kasha on Rashi. That according to Rashi, that there's a certain weakness, the Torah never empowered the second Edim, the second testimony, So you could ask, what if they give an amasal advarav? What if they give an excuse? Maybe they should be believed. But according to the Ritva, that alpi shnayim edim yakum davar, there's a gzeres hakasov, that when edim give testimony, it has to be upheld and it can't be retracted. Otherwise, you don't have yakum davar. Then it doesn't matter what your excuse is. You can have every excuse in the book. There's a gzeres hakasov that we cannot undermine, challenge the testimony of edim. So the Imri Bina says, Ayin Pnei Shung Subas, the Neskasha Ba'oimrim Anus Machas Rashas HaKedin Asu, they did properly, Shal Yistaknu, they didn't put themselves in jeopardy, B'Shvil Hefse Mamayna Shalzeh. There's no Haggadah, why don't we believe them? V'lamaloy Namalim Da HaChasim Alehavu Gedar Haggadah Klal. The Chassam Sofer says it's a Kusha Atzuma. The Chassam Sofer wants to be mechadesh that if they immediately come to Beis Din and they said, quick, we just testified but we didn't mean to, our lives was on the line, then they're believed. But if they wait until the shtar comes out and then all of a sudden, oh, we didn't mean it, then they're not believed. Says in Rebina, it's not mashma from the poskim, it depends how quickly they clarify what they said. Says the Chassam Sofer, says the Imre Bina, the question of the Pnei Yeshua is not a kash at all. Because if there's a gzeres hakasav of yakum davar, and that whatever they testify before Beis Din, it's yakum. So they're not believed with every excuse in the world, as long as their testimony is not denied or huzam. There's a din edim of Samuel Shtar, Nasa Kamish Nechur Adusim Beis Din. So then, even if they come immediately, they will not be believed. Meaning in the world of the Ritva, there's a certain Gzeres HaKosov that Al Pi Shnayim Edim Yakum Davar, and it cannot be challenged. So it doesn't matter what excuse they give. It's upheld and there's nothing you could do about it. The Kasha is only Kasha in the world of Rashi. The source of Imla Yagid is not Alpishnaim Edom Yakum Davar. The source seems to be there's some kind of limitation in the second words. But what if, like Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, you have a Migo, or like the Pnei Yeshua asks, you have an Amasla, then there's room to play around. In other words, if there's any deficiency in the second testimony, there's room to play around. Well, what if the second testimony is bolstered either by Migu or by Amasa? But if it's the strength of the first testimony, then Migu or Amasa is not going to do anything. Okay, thanks everybody for coming tonight. I wish you agutavach, agazuntavach, and hopefully next Sunday will be regular schedule. Shkayach. Rafal, you want to ask something?
I thought that the Rashi, the steam of the Rashi was bothering me.
You mean what Rabbi Chanan is saying is not consistent with Rashi himself, right? Right, so it has to be that somehow there's a way to say Rashi in a similar kind of way where it's the strength of the first testimony and not the weakness of the second testimony. Yeah, Rebbe, I mean, you would have to say that. Saying it Rashi Ritva just makes it clearer, but it must be there's a way to explain Rashi Imla Yagid that you only have one Haggadah. It's not that you only have one. You know why you only have one Haggadah? Because that Haggadah is unchallengeable. It's so strong. That's why. Not because of the weakness of the second Haggadah. Okay, Shkoyach, Agurvach. Thank you very much. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.